Blog Talk Radio.
Woman to woman.
Woman to woman. Songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Here we go.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy. Songs of life we bring.
Sing it again.
Woman to woman, songs of life we sing. Songs of love and songs of joy.
Songs
of life we bring.
Woman to woman,
woman to woman,
songs of life we bring.
Songs of love and songs of
joy. Woman to woman, yeah. Okay, Kayla, sing it down low for him. Sing it down low for him.
Shows that
that's coming up in the next, we'll confirm, but I believe in the next week or so, right? We are doing a show, so this is a prelude to that show, and we are telling you, ladies, if you have brothers, if you have cousins, if you have homeboys, whatever you want to call it, baby daddy, have them join us. We have three gentlemen that are going to be special guests on our show, and it's going to be amazing because these gentlemen come from different journeys, but they're all fathers, and they're going to be willing to be transparent and share their journey with you from a men's perspective. Women, you don't want to miss that show. We will be confirming, I believe that show is going to be next Tuesday at 7 p.m. here on Woman to Woman, but these gentlemen are willing to come and share their journey about fatherhood and what that means and how each one of them did it from a different way. You know, one gentleman, he had a hard time with the journey of fatherhood. He didn't believe in, you know, child support, and he didn't think it was important that he wasn't around, but he finally grew up and matured and began to realize the importance of it. And this is not to shoot men down. The reason we're doing this show is because, women, you need to hear about the man's perspective, why they do what they do, why some may run from it. We want to hear and get a chance to understand them. But more importantly, what I found out with these men were that most men, how do they know unless they're taught? They haven't been taught. Their father wasn't around to teach them. Their father didn't do it, and they never was taught to do it. And so we're saying, how do our young men learn to be men? Society has left it up to the mom to teach these young males how to be men. And guess what, moms? I don't care how much you want to put a title on it. I don't care how much you want to receive a Father's Day card on Father's Day. The bottom line is, you will never be able to teach a male how to be a man.
You know, and not only that, the whole reason why we're doing this show is to bring healing back into and back into the family. Because a lot of times you might even have men who are willing to be fathers to their children, and then you have the mothers who, because they can't get a certain amount of money or because their ex-mate is now with somebody else, they don't want to allow them to see the child. And now it's affecting the child. And that child is growing up, and that child is not as confident as they should be and could be. They're not taking the type of risk that they can take as far as being entrepreneurs and going off and starting their own corporations, businesses, or going for trips around the world. There's a lot of different things that go into the family unit when we have a whole family that we're able to speak to each other's spirits in so many different ways. And so in order to do that, we need to understand as women, how do we support men who are being fathers, and how do we persuade men who are not being fathers to their children, and do it in such a way that we're not tearing them down, we're not beating them up, because no matter what, that's still the father of your child. And when you beat up the father of your child, in essence, you're beating up your own child, because that child is going to grow up feeling that that anger or that hatred or that bitterness that you have towards that man. And they take that upon themselves. They feel like they have to sometimes own up or make up for their parent, that absent parent not being there. And, you know, sometimes it's absent moms that are not around
as
well.
It's not just fathers nowadays. You see a lot of fathers who are raising their children where the mom has jumped ship, you know. But I think the biggest thing that we want to show you in the weeks to come with our male guests being transparent about their stories is we want to educate, and we want to encourage, and we want to empower, but we want to eradicate the term deadbeat dad. We want to toss that term out because we are not being fair. And I get it. You know, I get it all. I hear all of it. I get it. I've experienced it. And ladies, we got to eradicate the term deadbeat dad, because what we got to do is understand the root cause. Yes. We don't want to deal with the root cause. All we want to do is deal with the symptoms. If a man's not taking care of his child and he's okay not being a part of his child's life, it's deeper than him just being selfish. It's deeper than that. And we got to get to some of those root causes that have caused them to be absentee.
Exactly.
And that often has a time where they just haven't been taught.
Exactly.
If you never had a father, you know, I'm going to give an example, and I know some women are going to be, but I was thinking about the other day, you know, when you're a mother, especially raising boys, you know, and you want them to be good men, you want them to be productive in society, you want them to be all these things, but you're just a mom. You know, who teaches the boy? Let me tell you, there are, believe it or not, in this generation, there's a lot of boys that's sitting down at the toilet and peeing. Now, I'm not saying nothing wrong with that, but I'm saying they're sitting down at the toilet peeing because guess who's the one who teaches the boy how to stand up and pee in the toilet?
Mm-hmm. And, you know, not only that.
I mean, that's something small, but I'm just giving an example.
Yeah.
Now we wonder why these men, a lot of these young boys are feminine, meaning they like to wear certain things and just be like, ooh, really? Well, who's been their primary example?
And then even when you're raising daughters, because, of course, I have all girls, and a father figure is very important in the lives of girls because those are the girls who grow up being the mother of the next generation. And if they don't feel that love or they don't get that that example of how men are supposed to treat them, how do they know what to look for?
Mm-hmm.
How do they know how to manage these relationships that they get into? And so, again, these shows that we're bringing up over the next couple of weeks, so we are extremely, extremely proud about bringing them to you because we want to make sure that we are empowering each other so that we can change the future of our next generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I look at the social media and I see all these, not even just young people, you see even older people, people my age, just bearing all for the world to see, you know. They think that that's what they have to do. Their pictures that go up. We were at the beach the other day, and there was these girls, and they were taking pictures of everything, hanging out, showing their butts, and different things like that. But, you know, with social media, they feel like they have to do that. But when you have two strong parents in your life, teaching you who you are and teaching you to value yourself, there are certain things that you won't feel like it's necessary to prove that you can compete with the next person out there because you realize that you stand alone.
Well, validation starts at home.
Yeah.
It really does. And when you have a broken home and the whole element of family, which consists of a father and a mother, we know that's where that's getting, that used to be tradition. It's not tradition anymore. You're seeing a lot of single parent homes. And but it was a reason for the roles.
Yeah.
There's a reason why there's a role for a man and a role for a woman. God didn't make no mistakes. It was a reason he did that. And so the more you see us going against what the original dynamics of family was, we're seeing a lot of chaos and a lot of confusion. And we're seeing where, you know, I mean, let's keep it real. Our prisons are full.
Yes.
You know,
yes,
they're
yes,
full.
Yes.
And so we're just saying that we could just talk about it. Women, we could be angry. We could talk about our baby fathers. We could talk. We know it hurts. You know, we know it hurts, but what can we do different to help, you know, bring the next generation in where they're ready, that they have their sleeves rolled up, that they're able to take. If their father wasn't in the home, that there's mentor programs. You know, they got a program called Big Brother. I don't know a lot about it, but I know that's one of the programs out there for young men that don't have their fathers, uncles, grandfathers, extended family, friends. You know, these young men need to be taught how to be men.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, they're just a male. They're just a male, but you got to form and you got to shape them and you got to teach them. Same thing with our young ladies. You know, I hear young ladies all the time talking about, I want me a good man. I want me a good man. I want a good man. But guess what? If I don't know what a good man look like,
exactly,
I won't get a good man. Not only that, I'm asking for a good man, and if a good man came along, am I a good woman? Have I been taught what it is to be a good woman?
Yeah.
You know, have I been taught to value my body? Do I you know, have I been taught that you don't go showing yourself, you don't go blasting yourself for everyone, because a good man, that's not a quality of a good woman.
Mm-hmm.
A good man is not going to want his woman to be out there with all of her stuff showing. You know what I'm saying? He
yeah.
wants that for himself. And just like you looking for a good man is looking for a good woman.
But, you know, when you started talking about that, too, as well, I started thinking about how many of the women our own age don't know what a good man looks like. We're always asking another man about, you know, we want to hear, what do men want, or reading different books because we don't recognize what a good man looks like sometimes. And we're often ending up in relationships where it's always the same thing over and over again, yet we say we want something else. I'm never going to do that again. I won't go out with that type of person again. And you keep on ending up in the same type of relationship. And so, again, we need to come together as a unit and be able to be a support to each other in order to start making some changes in our lives. When we do have men who are willing to be in their children's life, maybe they don't have enough money, or maybe they don't have cars and different things like that. Are you extending yourself to make sure that you pick your, you know, you may drop the children off, or maybe you may pick the father up? But what role are you playing in ensuring that that man can be an active part of your child's life, you know?
Amen. You know, and if the truth be told, you know, the man out there that you know that you have your children's mother who's been supportive, you know, of you. And what I mean by supportive is, you know, a lot of, and I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with filing child support. You know, definitely I'm not saying that. But there's a lot of women that were so more concerned with their children having a relationship with their father that they didn't file child support. You know what I'm saying? There's been women who have stopped the order because the father said, hey, I'm struggling right now. You know, so many, and those fathers, you need to acknowledge when you have your children's mother who is not badgering you, who has is not every time you turn around holding ill feelings and attacking you and making life hard for you, because there's a lot of men out there that could tell some nightmare stories. You know, the sad thing, women, and we know that this is we're generalizing. We're going by statistics, really.
Mm-hmm.
The sad thing is that there's fathers out there that are not a part of their children's life because they are so tired of dealing with the drama, and many of them have walked away from their kids because they don't want to have to deal with all that comes along with it. That's sad. And I speak to the fathers, and I want to encourage you to just be willing to go the extra mile, be willing to go beyond, because your child's not going to understand when you say at 16 and they ask you, Dad, why weren't you there? They're not going to understand that you don't want to deal with the drama. And you could tell them that, but they're going to say, wasn't I worth that?
Yeah, wasn't I important?
Wasn't I important enough? And I get it. You didn't have money to go to court and get a court order, you know, so that you could demand a partial custody or visitation, whatever. Maybe you didn't know out of ignorance. You know, ignorance means I just didn't know. Stupidity means that I ain't trying to find out. I don't know and I don't want to know. Sabotage is that you just, you know.
You know and you don't care.
You don't care. You know, but most of us out of ignorance because we don't know how to fight. We don't know how to fight a system. We don't know how to fight fear. And so what we do is normally give up, and we give it. And when you give up, you're giving up on your children.
Mm-hmm.
You're giving up on your children. You're giving up on being a part of their lives. And guess what? Yes, you could reconcile down the line, but you'll never be able to get back those lost years. You'll never be able to get back the time that you should have been sowing and investing in your child, whether it's your daughter or your son. That's moms, too. You never get those times back.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, even when you say you give up on your children, my thing is that you are you're helping to create a destiny when you're in their life, or if you're not in their life, you're helping to determine and create a destiny. And so because the children have asked to be here, you should always be willing to do your best to give them a step up in this world.
Now, I'm going to have to interrupt this just for a moment.
Okay.
So don't go anywhere. We're going to have a brief intermission, maybe 2 seconds, but bear with us. Don't go anywhere.
And we are definitely still live on the radio, so I hope that you guys are still with us. But, yeah, definitely, I just believe that, you know, you talked about child support earlier. I believe that some form of support should always be determined and always be held and kept to. You know, there should be a standard of support.
Amen.
What is this that you're doing?
Okay, sorry about that. see, a mother's job is never done. I apologize, but, oh, no. Okay, we're back. Oh,
are we?
Okay, hold on, everyone. We are sorry. Let's see. I apologize greatly. Okay. Okay.
Uh-oh. Oh, my goodness.
Technical difficulties. Oh, my gosh. Bear with us.
Bear with us.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Sorry. Woo! 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 Sorry about that, everyone. Guys, we had a little technical difficulty. We apologize for that. This is the perfect show because we're talking about parents, absentee. And as a mother, I had to handle a situation even in the midst of my job, which this is my job on Tuesday night, but I couldn't leave my son stranded. So I had to stop. I had to walk away for a moment to make sure that he's okay. So for those who were listening in and we had to walk away, we apologize for that. We always want to operate in excellence, and so we apologize to you all that we had to.
That life happens.
It happens. You know, it really happens.
Yeah.
So that's part of one parent home, you know. Not that my, you know, child's father is not in his life, but I'm still saying I'm a one parent home. Amen.
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 You know, we were talking about child support earlier, or rather, you made a comment in regards to child support, and I was saying during our break, because although we were taking an intermission from Facebook, we were still live on our radio show. But I was saying that no matter what, I feel like there should be a standard of some type of support that's always determined and that's always kept as an agreement, whether it is child support or an agreement between the two parents that they are willing to make sure that they stay committed to. Because I find that when you don't have that particular agreement, that the standards begin to be loose. And you find that one parent may feel like they're doing more, or one parent may feel like they don't need to do more. So when you have that agreement set in place, you don't have to worry about the gray areas in between. Amen?
Amen. That's true. You don't have to worry about it. You know, God, I'm just excited. I know, you know, I can't wait to get to next week. I'm so excited about these gentlemen that's going to be joining us on Woman to Woman. I'm so excited for their power. They, you know, their journeys, what they had to go through, how they, you know, had to fight the system. They speak about women who behind them, that if it wasn't for their current wives or their current partners, that they would have never had an opportunity to be a part of their kids' life, but that they, you know, they share so many different things, and I hope it's encouraging for us as women and you as men that it's never too late. It's never too late. too late to get it right. It's never too late to be a part of your children's lives and be able to sew. And if you don't know, it's okay.
Yeah.
To say, I don't know.
Yeah.
My dad wasn't there, so I don't know what that looked like.
Yeah. And you guys can always talk about it. Again, come up with some type of agreement that works for you. You know, when you were mentioning that the some of the comments that the men said was that if the women that they had now wasn't a part of their life,
right.
They don't know how their participation in their child's life looked like. A lot of times when our ex-mates get into relationships, we're battling with that other woman in their life, and we should not be battling with that woman because guess what? Our child has to go into that house every time they go and visit their parent, and that other woman has to take care of your child. And so you want to make sure that you have an agreement with that other woman, that you guys are working together to ensure the best for the children.
Right.
And I just think it's ridiculous when we have that type of battle. I'm a single mom, and I've gone through it before. But one of the things that I've always done and that I encourage my daughters is I've always kept the lines of communication open with their dad or with whoever he was at that time, and also made sure that there was a level of respect that just you did not cross and you did not drop that line of respect.
Right.
And so I demanded that respect, and I gave that respect also. And so whenever someone else is taking care of your child, and sometimes they may not be taking care of your child. Sometimes they may be abusing or abusive of your children. But you, in order for you to even know that, you have to make sure that you have some type of relationship with that other person. So, again, this show that's coming up, we are hopeful that it will begin to mend a lot of hearts and a lot of spirits and a lot of minds. This is not the only show that we have coming up, but we're truly excited about this one.
And I'm sorry to be distracted. Again, mother duties have just stepped in, and so I apologize in advance for that. I gotta make sure all is well, but I thank each one of you guys for listening in. Hey, Chelsea, thank you for joining on tonight. You're going to really enjoy this next week. If you just tuned in, and it's really going to be some good shows. It's really going to be some good shows, and I think it's going to be very enlightening.
Yeah.
Enlightening for women.
And if you guys have a question or a comment for tonight, I know you guys are typing on Facebook, but for one, I'm blind.
Well, you also
call it to the studio. Exactly, that's what I was going to say. I don't have my glasses on, and Denise does have her glasses on, but she's a little bit preoccupied.
Well, no, I am. So if you want to text it in the box, I can read it and we can answer it. Yeah, I can see it. I have my glasses on. So I could definitely see if you text a question or a comment. Also, if you want to call into the studio, that number is area code 646-721-9678. Again, that's area code 646-721-9678.
That's a whole different number.
721-9678?
I don't know.
Because
I can't see.
Yeah.
9678. Are you? It's saved in my phone, and she has my phone, so I can't say.
So, hey, man of God, we're just saying if anyone have any comments, we are actually doing a prelude. This is a little different show, meaning that this is we're just preparing for the next shows to come. Our show next week is called Fathering from Afar, Fact or Fiction. And we have some special guests that's going to be in the audience. We have three gentlemen that came from three different journeys, and they're going to share their journeys as they strive to be fathers to their children. They're going to talk about some things that they had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to talk about their victories. They're going to talk about how they won those battles.
And even lost some battles.
Mm-hmm. We're so grateful that they're willing to be transparent We have a gentleman that wasn't always a good father. He's acknowledged that he wasn't always a good father because he didn't know. We're going to talk about our young men. Now, we know that there are some women out there, men that's taking care of their children, but this show, we're going to have a couple of different shows, but the show next week is really going to be about, why men abandon, why men, and it's different reasons, but we want to get to some of the root causes. How do we teach you? How do we teach them? How do we teach these young males how to be men, how to step up, how to take accountability, be responsible for their own seeds? How do we do that? Because a lot of times they're just not taught. And I say it's not fair because we want to put a tag. Mm-hmm. We want to call them deadbeat dads. We want to call them losers. We want to call them all these different names.
And we want to take them a Maury.
Yeah, we want to take them a Maury. You're not the father, but we want to do all this stuff. And the reality of it is that some of these men, I'm not saying for all, every situation is different, but it's quite a bit of these men that they can't do because they don't know. And mm-hmm. He said, that's not an excuse. Yeah, because if I never had a relationship with my father, as far as I'm concerned, I think I came out okay. I'm just saying. This is an example because I have relationships with my father. But if I didn't, then how would I know how to have a relationship with my son or my daughter?
Yeah.
Because all I know is I've been taught how to run. I've been taught how to be irresponsible. I've been taught how to keep my own money. It's about me first. You see a lot of fathers, mothers too, that's like that. They'll be walking around in some $200 pair of shoes, but their kids is getting paid less. Nothing wrong with pay less, but I'm just saying, how do we change that behavior? How do we change that attitude? How do we get men to be and women that don't have custody of their kids, how do we get them to sow into their kids? Not just financially. Financially is needed, but not just financially. How do we get them to sow emotionally, mentally?
Time is the greatest wealth that any of us have, because time creates money. Time creates everything. So when you invest time in your children, you're giving them the best thing that you could possibly ever give them beyond money. Mm-hmm. So, again, our goal is to begin to repair the family unit. We are going to have, the shows coming up after that. We'll be talking about the family unit. We'll be talking about how do we begin to make sure that we're playing a strong role in our children's life. A lot of us have, most of us are single parents, and some of us are not single parents, but both parents are working, and then we're coming home in the evening time, and we're tired, and so the children are going off to school and basically almost raising themselves, and we're wondering why certain things are happening or why certain things are going on or how come we didn't know that our children were going through certain challenges or certain circumstances. And so
that's amazing that you said that, because just because you're in the home, dad and mom, don't mean that you know how to be a dad. I know a gentleman that grew up with his mom and dad in the house. He grew up with both his parents in the home, but he still didn't know how to be a dad because him and his dad didn't have a really great relationship. His dad was preoccupied, with other things that he didn't sow the necessary time and the necessary love. Because a lot of men, believe it or not, and especially if I don't know, the age range varies, but I know that in my generation, our fathers, the kids that was born in the 60s,
mm-hmm.
Their fathers who were normally born maybe in the 30s and the 40s, guess what? Those men were better providers, but they weren't necessarily great dads, because what they were taught is if you're taking care of your kids and providing a home and food and clothing, that made a good dad. But they didn't. But that didn't necessarily make a good dad because they weren't investing the time. So these boys, these girls grew up, and yes, they were provided for, which is great, but there's another element to just being a dad. Just paying child support don't make you a good dad. That just means that you're doing what you know you're supposed to do or what you've been made to do.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Are you spending time? You know, when you go to that basketball and turn up with your homeboys, do you think about taking your son with you?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When you doing something, do you think about getting your daughter? Men, guess what? If you ask them, your daughter, what they're looking, they're going to find a daddy figure.
Yep.
They're going to find a daddy figure and some man that's going to be laying them on their back. And they're going to be, and they're going to become promiscuous. And they're going to be looking for love in all the wrong places because they've got that void that you were supposed to fulfill. You were supposed to validate them. You were supposed to teach them what was acceptable and unacceptable behavior on the way a man's on. You are supposed to be their first love.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to teach them and guide them. And so if they didn't get that from you, they're going to seek that out in somebody.
Yeah.
And so they confuse sex with love. And really what they're looking for is not sex. They're looking for love. Yeah. They're looking for validation. And so you're the ones that do that for them.
Yeah, and so, you know, again, we're going to be learning about how to be a support to each other. We're going to learn how to just start changing some things around. We're not going to be fighting anymore. You talked earlier about how many men we have in jail. But think about it this way. If we began to support those men who are out here, those men who do want to spend time, we may even know, we may know more, because, you know, as women, we think we know more than we do. And so we always try to give our opinion, but even if you are giving your opinion, you can give it in a certain way. You can give it in a respectful way. Again, we're going to come together, and we're going to start changing the dynamics of our children's lives and of our futures. We're going to keep our men at home where they belong, and not fighting, not creating obstacles is the first step in doing that, because when we fight, we tend to push people away, and we don't want to continue fighting. We can communicate well enough to make sure that we're respectful of each other and we're respectful of the children that we're bringing up. Amen?
Amen. So how do fathers, I want to ask a question for you fathers that's out there, either whether you're in our studio line. If you're in our studio live, you can dial 1 on your dial pad,
mm-hmm.
and that'll let our team know that you have a question or comment, and we'll bring you in. So feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad for those listening live. For those that's listening Facebook live, fathers, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that you would be able to teach your daughter how to respect men? Do you think that you would be able to teach her what's acceptable tone when talking with men? Because you're a dad, you're a father, you're a male. That's, you know, and you know how you want to be talked to from your woman.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe you wasn't able to teach your wife that, but you can teach your daughter. And train up a child in the way they should go, and when they're old, they won't depart from it. So saying that to say that fathers, I honestly think, as a mom, I want to think that I'm real important. I really want to think that I'm important. But do you know what? As we're sitting up here talking, it's dropping in my spirit that, Father, you are more important, even more important than mom.
Yeah.
You play such a vital role for your children, male and female children. You are so important in setting the tone.
Yeah.
You know? And they need you. They need you. Your sons need you. Your daughters need you. They need
your women need you too.
Your women too, yeah.
Yep,
you
they
know?
Need your support and help and raise these children. I know there's been plenty of times where, you know, I've had issues or I've had challenges with my own daughters, and I wished that there was someone there that I could turn around and talk to, or wish that there was someone there that could support me in the decisions that had to be made, or help me just, you know, talk through it and see what would be the best route of action to take. And it was just me. And so, of course, I did the best that I can, but we do need you guys in our lives. As friends, as fathers to your children, as mates, as brothers, as uncles, as whatever it is that you are, we definitely need you. And saying that, we need to make sure that we begin to open those lines of communication and that we begin teaching our children new ways and different ways.
And women, you know, that's good that we opened that up because, you know what, that removes the wall of defense
mm-hmm.
and offense.
Mm-hmm.
Women, we can't be so angry and so hurt and so bitter that we're not willing to open up our hearts. There's some fathers that probably want to make a decision to come back, that they want to be a part of their kids' lives, but because they made some bad choices, now they have this spirit of fear that you're going to reject them. Or that, oh my gosh, I really want to be around my kids, but then I know if I call her, I'm going to be called all kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know. And we need to be able to set the scene and allow them, we need to be able to set the
atmosphere.
The atmosphere and allow them the ability to come back out. I don't know, Evangelist Donald, if you're in the studio or are you listening live, and if you have anything that you would like to share, but he was very instrumental, you know, with me being willing to open up and be and not be so angry, you know, and not but being willing to open up and give my children's dad an opportunity to make men.
Mm-hmm. Make men. You know, a lot of times we take what's going on personal. So if they're not doing something for the children, it's an attack against us or how they feel about us. But remember, we have to put ourselves in the back seat and put the children in the front seat and make sure that the children, their needs are being met and their needs are the most important needs in the situation. So, yeah, definitely. When we as women are upset and angry and bitter and hurt, because it's a lot, all of it boils down to being hurt.
Yeah.
How could you not be in your child's life, or how could you not help, or how could you not go through this experience with us? But what happens is our children feel like they have to own up to how we feel about their dad.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like they have to be on our side because they're in the home with us. So I have to protect mommy because mommy's hurt or mommy's upset. And so I have to be mad at daddy too. They may not want to be mad at their dad. They don't even know what they're mad at their dad about, except for the fact that mom's upset.
Mm-hmm.
Mommy's mad. So because mommy's mad, I have to be on mommy's side. And so we need to start recognizing how we're behaving in front of our children. The examples that we're setting for our children when it comes to how we relate to their parents. And again, this show is about men and women,
amen.
So even absent mothers, but we're saying absent fathers because
you know why? Because this show is really about you fathers. You guys get a lot of slack. I mean, you always, you know, it's always something. There's always some show that's kicking you in the butt and constantly putting you down and constantly this and constantly that, and so I think that this show for the next couple of weeks, and our guest is we're bringing on men, and if you are a man and you're a father and you had an experience, whether you could have been in your children's life, we would love, you know, if you think that you could add something to this next couple of weeks, please. Inboxes. We would love to have you as a guest
on our show.
Because we don't want no more women guests. Not for this series. You know, the women got a whole lot we could say.
Yes.
But we want to hear from our men. How can we help you heal? What are some of the things that you know that women can do, your children's mothers? Or what can we do to help you heal and help you understand and help you get to the root cause of why you're having a hard time bonding or connecting with your children? You know, what are some things that we can do? Because there may be some things that you need from us.
Yeah.
But it's been traditionally that we've been so angry that you haven't felt that you could even ask. for that. There may be other men that's listening in that have a good relationship with their kids, that's always been a part of their kids' life. Maybe those men want to mentor. It could be people that listen in on this show that don't know, and they need somebody to mentor them. Mm-hmm. They need somebody to teach them, you know. And so we could have some of those men that's out there that's saying, you know what, I'm willing to be a mentor. I'm willing to mentor a young man to into fatherhood, you know. That's what we're trying to find, connections. How do we, let's stop talking about it. How do we get people whole?
Yeah.
How do we get them healed?
Definitely. And we're hoping that this is going to be an open platform for everybody to be honest and share respectfully. Because I know sometimes there are men out there who just feel like, I just don't want to do it, and I have that choice. And so we want to make sure that we understand, so that when we're bringing up these children, we know how to deal with those types of situations, mm-hmm. without there being that baggage of that bitterness and that anger. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited. I don't know. I'm just excited.
Are you?
I hope you guys can hear the passion, and Minister LaDon and myself, that we're really, really, this really hit us. You know, we talked about this. I talked to a couple of gentlemen, and I was like, you know what, let's just do it. Let's make it happen. Let's make this a reality. Let's provide a platform for our men to speak out, for our, you know, whether you've been a good father, you haven't been. Maybe you're still not in your kid's life. Maybe you don't even know where your kids are. We're giving you a platform.
Or even trying to find out how to come back into their life after a long time of being away, how to deal with the hurt from the children, how to deal with the anger from the children, because when you come back into their life, you're still expecting that, hey, I'm daddy, you need to give me respect. And the children may be feeling like, okay, you're not daddy because you haven't been there.
Mm.
And so we want to change the dynamics. We want to make sure that we are setting the foundation of new habits, setting the foundation of openly communicating in challenging situations, so that our families can once again be a strong unit, because we are a strong unit. We've gotten away from there, and we definitely need to go back there, especially in this day and age.
Yeah.
With all that's going on, we need to make sure that we're in support of one another. And you talked earlier about men who may be willing to be mentors.
Yeah.
Before, when we were raising our families and when we were coming up, we as a village, we as a group of people would make sure that we stood in for one another.
Mm-hmm.
We stood up for one another. We helped one another. And now there's a habit of standing by and just watching as things fall apart, watching as drama unfolds. You know, it's kind of like sitting back and watching a reality show. People get their kicks off of it. But we need to get back to those days of being a village and raising our children together, looking out for one another, making sure that we're all taken care of. You know, you see all of the different shootings that are going on, all of our young babies, our young men that are being killed across the United States. And we need to make sure that we're teaching them the right habits. We're teaching them
the right attitude.
And not even just the right attitude. They need to have the knowledge that's going to change the situation.
Okay, yeah.
They need to make sure that we need to make sure and ensure that they know the law. They know the law better than the lawmakers.
Yes.
You know, and we can't do that if we're always fighting one another, if we're not looking out for each other. And so our upcoming shows is really going to be about making sure that we get back to
you know,
family.
As you were saying that, one of the things that came to mind, and I know we have some athletes on here listening in, but one of the things that came to mind is that football is so much like life.
Mm-hmm.
Football is so much like life. You have offense and you have defense.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? When you see your young boy out there, you're teaching him you know, what's an offensive line, what's a defensive line. You're teaching him the game. Guess what? So they have to know the game of life. They have to know when they're on offense and defense.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know that. They're not being taught. How will they know unless someone teach them? And life is very much like that. You got to know when you're on offense,
mm-hmm.
when you got the ball, and be able to run with it. But you also have to know when you're on defense and somebody else is on offense. For example, when you know if you're on a job and you're an employee,
mm-hmm.
your employer is on offense. They have something that you need. And people will walk in their jobs, young men and women with bad attitudes,
yep.
walk in late, walk in half-dressed, and got all the excuses in the world, but mad because you won't accept the excuses. Because you won't you're supposed to be on. What happens if you if you're on the defensive line and you play offense?
You lose the game.
And we, or guess what? Our kids are losing the game. We're sending them out into a world that they're not equipped and they're not prepared for. And oftentimes it's because of broken homes. You know, yes, there are some situations that have both parents and the kids are still running amok. But in most cases, it's broken homes. And these kids are going out there ill-prepared, and they don't know how to deal with society. They don't know how to speak to people. They don't understand that the customer is right.
Yeah.
And who's your customer? Whoever that person is that's on offense.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when we talk about broken homes, it's really talking about broken spirits, broken mindsets. And so we need to make sure that our children, when they're in home, I do this for my girls. I always say your home should be a safe haven. Your
mm-hmm.
home should be the one place in this world that you know when you walk into, it doesn't matter what else is going around on. It doesn't matter what else is falling apart. You are at peace. You have peace of mind in your own home.
Yes.
And so we have to get back to making sure that our children have peace of mind in their own home. And we have to make sure that we set standards for our children, that we set levels of expectations for our children. There's a lot of children who are going around unchecked and need to be checked because of their attitudes. And sometimes they get their attitudes from their parents
yeah.
who are walking around feeling like the world owes them something. And we need to make sure that we are setting our young people up for success, that we're setting
yeah.
them up to be the winners in the world and not the losers.
Yeah. That's true. That is true. So that's what the next couple of weeks are going to bring you. Again, we're, you know, this month of August, we're dedicating to the men.
Man and family.
We're it's going to be dedicated to family with a focus on the head.
Amen.
You know, and reestablishing their place as the heads of the family. You don't have to be in your child's household to still be the head and and show that child and guide them and lead them. So I'm excited about that. You know, next week the focus may be more on just a system that has failed.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to be talking a lot about the system that failed and how do you get, how do you work the system? How do you begin to work within the system? What are the things that you need to do as a father? There are groups out there that's advocates for the father.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know women listen like, shoot, my dad, my baby dad, blah, blah, I get it. I understand
yes.
your pain. I'm
yes.
not. I could tell you that. We could tell you that. We could tell you that. We're not talking about something we don't know about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we both have been single moms, and we both have had, you know, maybe some hurts and pains and issues from our children's fathers not being involved. And it's a healing process. It's really a healing process, and when you start to begin to understand that that's not the root cause, because
mm-hmm.
we're looking at the symptom, his behavior, his absentee, his lack of responsibility. Those are just the symptoms. You know, there's some things we see. How do you expect women, and I'm holding you accountable,
mm-hmm.
you laying down with these men that you already see are broken.
Or you don't even know them.
Or you don't, yeah, well, you don't know them. Yeah, either you don't know them or you see they're broken.
Yep.
This, you see a man that got all these babies, and you, if you know, and he got all these babies, if he ain't taking care of those babies, guess what? He ain't going to take care of your baby.
And
that's the chances.
And you thinking you're going to be gentle.
Yeah, and now you mad at him. He has an addiction. But you mad at him. You angry because you pissed because he ain't there for your child. He can't be there for himself. So how you going to be there for your child?
Yeah.
So I'm saying we got to be accountable, too, when we make choices to lay down and have babies with men that have already shown that they're broken. They're damaged.
And you know what? One thing I want to share, especially when we're setting standards or amounts for child support, a lot of times we're like, I don't care how many other kids he has. He's going to take care of these ones. But one of the things I want you to imagine is, how do you feel when you're overwhelmed, when you have a lot on your plate and you feel like you cannot get from up under it? Most of the time you just want to shut down and you want to be left alone.
Right.
And we are instilling this in those fathers when we say, I don't care. You should care. You should be concerned because you want that person to be at their best. You want them to be healthy. You want them to be able to support themselves, and you want them to be able to support each of their children, not just yours, each of their children, because that's their children. You pick and choose which child you don't support of your own children. You can't do that, so why do you expect someone else to be able to do that?
Mm.
So have that level of respect where you're saying, okay, let's set something that makes sense. Let's do something that makes sense, and let's do something that's best for everyone. Maybe they do have five or six children, and it's all in different households. What can you do in your household to make sure that that man can be a part of your household and potentially the next household as well? Because you don't want any child growing up and being broken, not just your own children, but any child. Because guess what? Your children have to go into this world and deal with other children. And some of those are their, maybe their sisters and brothers. Some of them may not be. But those other children may have gone through the same experience where a mother said, I just don't care, and I don't care if he's able to support that child or not. So,
yeah.
Want that.
And the truth of the matter be told, no matter how we feel,
mm-hmm.
He's going to have a tendency to gravitate to where it's the easiest.
Oh, yeah.
Where he gets the most peace. So if every time he had to come to your house to see your two children with him, and every time he come, he got to get cussed out and cussing and fussing, and, I mean, just chaos, then he's going to have a tendency to shy away. And so then what you see is, oh, wow, he's spending more time with this child, or he's spending more time over there. Well, he's going to spend where there's the most peace, where
mm-hmm.
there's the least amount of resistance is where he's going to go.
And we're not saying make excuses for anybody. We're not saying allow unacceptable behaviors to continue to go on. But what we are saying is that at some point in time, we have to lay down our boxing gloves and start using our words and come up with some agreements that we are going to make sure that we stick to as mature adults. And if you're not a mature adult, you need to go to mature adult class and learn how to be a mature adult.
Well, you know what, so, and the end of that right there is the fact that, and we're almost coming towards the end, but you know what?
What?
It ain't about you.
No, it's not. That's
it's not
saying.
About me.
Mm-hmm.
Not if your heart is towards yourself. Now, I'm not saying if you have a dangerous situation and your children's father is dealing with some demon that you know is going to be damaging or dangerous for your children. That's not what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about where you know that there's no physical or mental, emotional harm to your child from this other parent, and you're just mad.
Yeah.
You know, you're just mad. it's not about us. And a lot of kids miss out on opportunities with their parents because the other parent is just mad and angry and bitter. And I've seen people not be a part of their child's life because the woman didn't want to be with them. So she don't want to be with me. So it was never about the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality of it is it's all about the kids. It's not about me, how I feel. It's not about you, how you feel, but it's about that child. And, again, if you don't have the tools to know how to cope with life's disappointment, then the end result could be that you run it.
Or go to mature adult class.
Anyway, if anybody has some questions, feel free to text it in the box if you're listening through Facebook Live. If you are listening live in the studio, feel free to dial 1 on your dial pad. That'll let our team know that you have a question or comment. We'd be glad to bring you in. For those who are just joining, please join us
next Tuesday,
the whole month of August.
Exactly.
We're really going to be focusing on setting the platform next Tuesday. The title show is Fathering from Afar, Fact or Fiction. Then we have a show that's going to be coming up, still with dads. We want the dads in here, and it's going to be focusing more on the daughters. Looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yeah.
How do we help our daughters begin to value themselves? What we see in the earth, the women we dealing with, guess what, daddy? The women that you chose to be your children's mother that you can't get along with, that's running you off, you don't want to see your kids, so you don't want to deal with her. She probably didn't have a daddy in her life to teach her how to respect and honor a man, how to speak to a man. So I'm telling you, if you want to keep producing those kind of women, then keep not being in your daughter's life, because guarantee you that's what you're putting in the earth.
And also, because we talk about how to respect and honor a man, but also how to have a man respect and honor her as well.
Exactly.
A lot of times women don't know what it looks like and how to make sure they're getting it. You know, we're willing to sometimes to accept anything. And when you settle for less, you get less than what you settle for.
Amen.
So we need our men to make sure that they're stepping up, stepping in, letting their girls know what the wolf looked like and what the princess looked like, right?
Yes, that's the truth. And who better than Dad, you're the protector.
Yeah.
You're the warrior. You're supposed to be protecting your children and guiding them and leading them. You know, there's cultures that take their boys out at 12. They own their mamas, you know what, until they're 12. And when they turn 11 or 12 or something like that, they're taken out in the wilderness. And then they go through a series of processes. It's called advancement to manhood. So they go through a series of processes to destroy that little boy. You know, to get rid of the little boy and teach him that he's no longer a little boy. When you were a little boy, it was okay to cry to mama. When you was a little boy, it was okay to do certain things. But now you're not a little boy, you're a young man, and now they're teaching them how to be a young man. We don't have that no more.
Yeah.
And look at the result. Look at our culture.
Yeah, and when fathers are there in their children's lives, what you also find out is that the women that they deal with and the women that they're introducing into their children start to change, because maybe at one point in time you're always chasing the hot young thing, and then when you have your daughter, you realize you were chasing somebody else's daughter. And so you begin to treat women how you want your daughter to be treated. And so as we begin to step up in so many different ways, what happens is we begin to mend in other ways as well.
Yeah. I just thought about it. So anyway, yeah. So again, I'm excited. I hope that you all join us for the next few weeks.
Yes, please do.
Again, if you are a man listening in on tonight's show, the introduction into the month of August and what we're going to be doing with our men, and you are a man and you feel like you have a story, you feel like that you have some words of wisdom that you could speak and that you could impart into this next generation of brokenness. Some of these men will never, ever, some of these young men will never, ever have a relationship with their dad. Some of their dads are dead, died prematurely. Some of their dads are in prison. Some of their dads just ain't going to never, you know, that's addicted to substance. That's just not going to be there. And maybe there's some things that maybe you are a dad that grew up without your dad, and maybe you were blessed to have somebody in your life that was important, a grandfather, an uncle, that sold into you to help you become the man that you are today. Guess what? Then it's your responsibility to sow that light seed. You know, speak some words of life.
Definitely, because we have so many of our young men, women too, but so many of our young men who are fathers at such a young age, and they don't even know the first thing about responsibility. They just think it's cute to have a child, and those are the young women as well, but they don't know how to manage their checkbooks. They don't know how to pay their bills. They don't know how to save for a rainy day. They don't know how to manage crises when it comes up in their life, and yet they're bringing up this child who is going to learn those same things. So we're asking that everyone, again, if you have something that you can share to contribute, that you step up and step in and contribute, because we are mending homes and mending spirits. Amen.
So we have come to the end of our show. It's an hour broadcast we do on Tuesday evenings. Every Tuesday, we've been doing it for the last almost 2 years now. And yes, and so Woman to Woman, every Tuesday, again, we're doing a live because we want the men to know that, yes, the show is called Woman to Woman, but the next few weeks, we're going to really be digging deep. And we, with our men, we're going to have some special guests that's going to be on. And they're going to be dropping nuggets, and they're going to be dropping wisdom. They're going to be transparent about what their truths were. And so I'm excited. And we just want you to, men, you are more than welcome to join us. If you know young men that's out there willy-nilly in, and just you think that this show could be, over the next couple of weeks, could be a blessing to them, I'm telling you, we got some dynamic men, some brothers that's out there that's doing some stuff, that got degrees, and young men. I'm talking about young men. I'm talking about these men that are old enough to be my children. I mean, I'm just telling my age. Some of y'all already know.
They're not old enough to be my child.
Yeah, but they're old enough to be my children. I mean, my oldest son is 31, you know, so I'm just saying these are young men that's doing it, that's taking care of their homes, that's taking care of their kids, that have careers, that's educated, that's degreed. And I'm not saying you got to be all that to be a good dad, but I'm just saying they're out there doing it right. And we're going to hear, did some of them have fathers in their homes? What made, what turned their life around? What made the difference for them? So, we're, like I said, we're excited, and we just thank you all. Also, we want to let you know that the MCD Network, we have a series of broadcasts, of course, on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m., Woman to Woman, but we also have Thursday nights at 7 p.m. for Processing the Pain, where that's a unisex audience, men and women, more, I don't know, it's a totally two different.
A woman to woman could be unisex too. I mean, we talk about a lot of stuff that men should listen to.
Maybe learn something.
Yeah, maybe learn a few things. And if you missed any of our broadcasts, we've had an amazing last few months of wonderful broadcast. If you missed any of them, of course, you can find them on our page, the links to them on our page. And please do go back and listen, because it will prepare you for where we are going next. And like Coach D said, tune in to Processing the Pain on Thursday so that you can learn the tools to start managing some of these topics that we're talking about. You know, we're bringing out the topics, but then you need the tools in order to manage through it.
Amen. That's true. The whole truth. We love you guys. Thank you.
We do.
Thank you for playing in our sandbox this evening and listening in. We appreciate you again. If you know people that could be blessed through these next few weeks of broadcast, please let them know. have them tune in. I'm not sure that we'll be doing live the next few weeks, so you will have to call into our studio. I get this all the time. I've been doing processing the pain for four years, almost 5 years now, I think. And I have people that tell me, gosh, I don't even know how to listen to your show. Well, guess what? It's Blog Talk Radio. It's internet radio. And so it's two ways you can listen in. You can pick up your phone and dial that number that's posted on the flyer, and you can just listen in. I had people say, I never called in because I was too scared that once I called in, I was going to be forced to talk. Guess what? When you call in, nobody knows that you're on there. You have to take an action to talk. If you don't dial one on your dial pad, you got to A, dial one on your dial pad, and B, once you dial one of our team members have to answer your one. So you got so many opportunities not to speak.
But we want you to speak.
We want you to speak. And if you want to speak and you don't want nobody to know who you are, just don't announce yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have to come on there and say, hi, I'm such and such, and I want to know this. Just come on and ask your question so you're not being forced to speak. We do have a caller that has a question or a comment. Caller, area code 602, last four, 6500. Welcome to Woman to Woman. You're live.
Hello.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
We are doing great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm blessed. I was just listening in. First time I've listened to your show.
Oh, awesome. Thank you for listening in.
Well, yeah, it's very good, and I like the topic that you were talking about. So I think you're definitely on the right path on the bullet that you're going to hit on next week and the upcoming weeks, and I think that it's extremely important that you're hitting on these subjects right now with concerning the young men and youth of today. You know, it's going to be very enlightening, and it definitely is a global epidemic. So I just listened in because, you know, Ms. Burrell, I know, so I thought I would just listen and see how the show went first before I spoke out. So I just wanted to listen in, and you know, maybe the next time I'll be on time because I didn't hear the beginning. So I tried to catch bits and pieces, and I see the direction that you're flowing. So it's a good flow. So look forward to chiming back in.
Well, we hope that you join us next week, and hopefully you will have some comments that maybe you could feed into the show, especially if you're a father, you know. And so we're glad that you joined us tonight, and we look forward to having you next week.
Thank you, and I hope you guys have a blessed rest of your night.
You too.
Thank you again. So again, we are at the end of our show, and we want to respect time. Constraints. We want to respect your time. Again, we hope that you join us next week at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure you let your friends know, family members know, that they don't want to miss out on this next couple of weeks of shows. It's going to be dynamic, and we truly believe that there's going to be some healing, a path of.
Yeah, and this is a show that you can grab your children and listen to as well. So
family-friendly.
Exactly, especially over these next couple of weeks to help enlighten them also. And make sure that you guys get your questions prepared for us. You know, send in those questions ahead of time, or you can text them, you can email them, or have them prepared on the telephone call so that we'll be able to address any type of direction as it relates to the topic that you would like to go in. Amen?
Amen.
Amen, then.
Amen. That is the truth. Okay, we love you and have a good evening.
Good night.
Good night.
Thank you for joining us. We love you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Ooh.